This is Mistress Emma Jane here, taking a moment to talk to you a bit about the second entry in my little mini-series on ultimate domination, which focuses on the importance of communication. Whenever I meet a submissive, I immediately wonder, who is this submissive? What do they like? What do they not enjoy so much? What turns them on? What turns them off? What are their triggers? Where are their boundaries? I think that in order for us to experience a very successful domination and submission dynamic together, I need to know who you are. I need to know what you're about. And I actually see your willingness to give me the information I need as being a sign of respect, not topping from the bottom. You respect me enough to know that I can't just magically know what kind of submissive you are, and not all submissives are alike. That's the reason I have this need to know, and why it's so important. Just as you look through the profiles and the information on our sites, you probably have in your mind at the time a particular kind of mistress for whom you're looking. Maybe you want hardcore or sensual. You might want someone who specializes in humiliation or strap-on play or ball busting. There's an endless number of ways in which you define yourself as a submissive, and no one else can do that for you. The best way for you to determine whether you have a certain chemistry with a mistress or you're in sync is to play that give-take game of communication. It's only by doing that where you can both get exactly what you want. And that is part of the dominant-submissive dynamic. It's not a one-way street. It isn't based on arbitrary force. You do what you're told, and that's that. Every submissive knows how they want to surrender, what they want to give up, what they want targeted that will make them feel the absolute deepest subspace they can experience. This importance in expressing yourself can be seen across the board with every kind of relationship, and there's no reason this relationship should be any different. You have to have communication to build a successful relationship. Whether it's a momentary relationship, one that lasts years, it's a relationship in your personal life, a work relationship, whatever that is, if you expect it to be solidly grounded and to work the way it should work, you have to open up. You've got to communicate. After all, let's say you walk into a 5-star restaurant. You're a particular eater. You love certain things, hate others. You have some food allergies, and so forth. Just because that chef, the head chef, is in charge of his or her kitchen, and everyone else there truly is subservient, does that mean that you are simply going to go along with whatever that chef happens to be in the mood to prepare? Do you expect that chef not to care what you think? You're just going to roll the dice and get what you get. This is where your responsibility comes into play. You have to accept responsibility for getting what you want, and that is perfectly allowable within a dominant-submissive relationship. If you don't play it straight, whether you immediately and proactively put forth exactly who you are, you should at least be willing to answer a few questions or fill out a questionnaire. Give your mistress some sense of with what she's working, what you expect, and never forget, just because you identify one thing as being dominant in your perception, the next submissive will not respond at all. The same thing goes for humiliation. What one person finds absolutely mortifying does not cause the next submissive to bat an eyelash. Domination is something that needs to be tailored to the individual submissive. That's the only way it's going to work, else you're just closing your eyes, firing off shots, and hoping for the best. And that is certainly not the experience I want for either of us. If you haven't read the first entry, I would recommend you go back and check it out as well. It was the last post on my blog, which is fetishphonesexcalls.com. Or you can jump right in, give me a call, and be ready to announce yourself as the submissive you are. Mistress Emma Jane, 800-601-6975. I'm waiting to hear all about you, and make no mistake, once you tell me who you are, once you give me your permission to dominate you, and you turn yourself fully over to me, dominating you is exactly what I plan to do.